Hey everyone, Patrick here. I am recording this audio boo on the bus, so I hope you will forgive the background noise. I want to talk a little bit about net neutrality and politics here for a second. I know that politics is not everyone's favorite subject, but I think it's important enough that I am going to mention it here again after tweeting about it several hundred times in the past few weeks. Well, not that much, but I've been talking about this quite a bit in the past 10 days or so. So net neutrality, I guess by now everyone knows what it is. It's the issue of ISPs being able to control what they do or do not deliver. So, for example, they might decide that some websites are more important than others, and they will be delivering them faster or will be delivering them and not others. That's an extreme case, of course, but the net neutrality philosophy states that the ISPs cannot prioritize some content on the internet over other content. And it's basically an issue, to me, it's an issue of freedom of information and of the spirit of the internet in general, the internet as we've known it. And if that spirit is put into question, it could design a very different internet for the coming years. So I think it is a very important and universal issue. And of course, like all these issues, it's been it's becoming something of a political issue also, and it's been surprisingly divisive. I say surprisingly because I think it's clear to anyone who knows the issue itself what the right thing to do is, and it's also very clear why people would want to go the other way and be allowed to do whatever the hell they want with the internet, basically. And what irks me, and we get into politics here, what irks me about the reaction of Republicans mostly is the fact that they are using it's basically newspeak from 1984. They are calling, so Senator McCain is introducing a bill that's called the Internet Freedom Act, sort of hijacking the word freedom to let you think that his bill would allow more freedom on the internet. And that's really not what it's doing. It's the opposite of freedom. It's like, you know, calling the Ministry of War the Ministry of Peace in 1984. What he's saying is, let's allow the ISPs to do whatever the hell they want. And I understand that a lot of people think that being a Republican and being a capitalist means you have to let free rein to everything, but that's really not what capitalism is. There is a word for free rein for everything, that's anarchy. And you don't really want an anarchist system because then it's chaos. And Republicans somehow, because of the idea that they have to oppose the government on everything, they have shifted from an idea of capitalism to an idea of anarchy. And this is what Senator McCain, who, by the way, does not know anything about computers, he's a self-proclaimed computer, not even beginner, but he doesn't use computers and the internet. So what he's proposing is letting ISPs rule the internet. And there's no argument to be made that media doesn't need a minimum amount of rules. You know, it's like saying, well, we can let people drive however they want. If they want to take a road against traffic, then they should be allowed to, because the government can't tell me what to do. This tendency is, again, going to anarchy, and it's, of course, motivated by corporation funding. And it's so blatant in this example, or at least it should be so blatant to us who know what the internet is and use it all the time, that I feel we should see a little bit more outrage that is not partisan, actually. That should be the same for Democrats and Republicans in our communities. So anyway, these are my thoughts on this. You're welcome to comment and retort, but I feel it's very clear. So thanks for listening. Bye.